As you should know, OT today is used to treat both physical and psychiatric conditions. However, can anyone tell me what its foundations were?
Sure, it was first used to treat the mentally ill patients.
And it was precisely the French physician, Philippe Pinel, who used manual activity as a means of returning psychiatric patients to their previous interests, work, and final recovery, or at least their return to normal function in society.
But there were also, around the same period, the American physician Benjamin Rush and the psychiatrist Adolf Meyer, who advocated the importance of work, play, and rest in the same sense.
However, and as surprising as it might seem, it was George Edward Barton, a New York architect who opened an institution which used meaningful activities as a therapy in treating a wide range of physical and mental illnesses and disabilities, therefore calling this approach to treatment occupational therapy.
I read that physical and mental rehabilitation expanded in World Wars I and II with injured soldiers.
But then again, if someone would ask what occupational therapy is at present, what would you say?
Oh, it's the therapeutic use of self-care, work, and play activities to increase independent function, enhance development, and prevent disability.
And what else can we say?
It may include the accommodation of a task or environment to achieve maximum independence and quality of life. This may include getting dressed, entering data into a computer, and crocheting, for example.
We generally call this self-care task, which are sometimes referred to as activities of daily living. These tasks can include grooming, bathing, toileting, dressing, eating, socializing, communicating, mobility, and sexual expression.
Perfect. You seem to be very well informed. And one of the distinctive roles of OT is that it treats the patient as a whole individual. This is what we call it. This is why we call it holistic, in fact. And therefore, it also uses work activities or productive activities, which are home management, care of others, educational activities, and vocational activities. Can anyone give me examples of what these activities may be?
Yes. Occupations may include meal preparation and cleanup, shopping, money management, work or job performance, retirement planning, going to school, and caring for a family member. Play activities, or leisure activities, are those that individuals do for recreation or relaxation, and can include hobbies, sports activities, and creative activities.
And now I'd like you to tell me what independent function refers to.
I don't know. Maybe it would describe a patient's ability to perform a task with as little reliance on others as possible. I mean, we would give the patient strengthening exercises, install grab bars in the hallway in their home environment, and train them to prepare meals using modified techniques.
But is OT only limited to adult patients?
Oh no. For example, development-enhancing treatment is often given to premature infants and children who have cerebral palsy or muscular dystrophy. Therefore, it's used to improve development in cases where patients have disorders that cause deficiencies or delays in proper functioning. In these cases, therapy would focus on promoting development of movement and/or communication functions.
So, the scope of occupational therapy is large, isn't it?
It is. In that, without treatment, certain conditions may cause temporary or permanent disability. For example, individuals with tendon injuries can potentially lose some or all of the function in their injured part of the body. It may also include adapting a task to an environment. For example, an occupational therapy professional might suggest the use of a dressing stick for someone who is unable to dress independently due to limitations in movement. An occupational therapist might also recommend the use of a transfer board for someone who has difficulty moving from chair to bed. This means that OT uses what we call purposeful activities. Any views about that?
It's like when the patient and the therapist set a specific treatment goal. And therefore, to be considered as a purposeful activity, The patient must be participating actively and voluntarily toward an objective that the individual considers meaningful.
Any example of that?
For a mentally ill patient who previously enjoyed woodworking as a hobby, for example, occupational therapy treatment may include the purposeful activity of constructing a desktop bookshelf. In general, self-care, productive or enjoyable activities are called activities of daily living.
Which means that occupational therapy treatment considers all physical, psychological and social factors related to the individual's ability to function in their particular home, work or leisure environment.
It is in this sense that the therapist would design and implement effective treatment that would even be based on a patient's cultural traditions that influence, for example, food preparation, cloth restrictions, and or holiday observances.
And what facilities might we be working in?
Well, as there's a good demand for occupational therapy professionals, you'll most likely have the opportunity to choose from among several work settings like the hospital rehabilitation service, children's hospital, school, nursing home, the psychiatric unit of a hospital, an outpatient clinic, or another occupational therapy setting like special institutions for old and dependent people, residential centers or long-term care facilities, also mostly typically for the seriously impaired elderly. And when selecting where you would like to work, you'll want to consider which age group you're most gifted to work with, like children, teens, middle-aged people, the elderly, or a blend of age groups. You'll also want to explore whether you want to help individuals who are recovering from severe to minor physical developmental or emotional conditions.
But then, what would OTs do in a school setting?
They'd work with students who have a range of disabilities like developmental and learning disabilities, speech, language and hearing impairment, and physical, emotional and mental disorder. They would therefore intervene in helping a child to hold a pencil in a deformed hand using an adaptive device, positioning a child with poor sitting posture in order to maintain balance to permit reading or typing, providing individualized neurodevelopmental therapy to children with central nervous system disorders, such as cerebral palsy. And, well, I guess that's what it's all about for now, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.